Yes, indeed. I think everybody is very keen to get this vaccine. We all know that ultimately, hopefully 60% at least of the adult population will get it. But unfortunately, the vaccine rollout has to be done in an efficient but also in a very ethical way. What will happen at the beginning, we will be given so much vaccine, and really we will then determine how many people we can vaccinate. We will then we'll pick these people from the top of the actual of the priority group. We will invite them in for a vaccine. Unfortunately, because of the limited amount of vaccine, it will be just given to this group, and there will be no discretion on the general practitioner to deviate from the guidelines set down by NPHET.
So it's futile ringing in terms of the COVID vaccine, and important to free up those phone lines for potentially more urgent issues.
I think so. I think people are nervous. As part of our consultations, face-to-face, people chat about the vaccine. When I meet people in the street, they talk to me about the vaccine also. But just, we can't put your name down early for a vaccine. So there's really not much point in ringing, asking. And I would ask people not to, just as you mentioned, to free up the time. But it's just hopefully they will realize that when the vaccine becomes more prevalent and the numbers are more definite, we can give hopefully people a guideline as to when they will get it, and we can let people know as it's coming near their time. But I think ringing early will just not be able to tell you, give you much information really.
In terms of the broader picture and the COVID impact as it relates in Donegal, we see 113 patients currently at Letterkenny University Hospital being treated for COVID-19. Do you foresee restrictions being eased at all next week?
I don't. I think if you look at the numbers, there's people sort of saying, oh, the numbers are improving. They're improving from an exceptionally high level. So we still have an extraordinary amount of COVID still in the community. So to ease the restrictions now, I think would be fraught with great danger. And I would reiterate that the staff in the hospital are now under severe pressure. They are working in circumstances that I don't think they ever thought they would have to work under. I think we must give them their full support. We must also think of them, because they are going through very difficult times, both physically and psychologically.